Hello, I'm Christopher Ian Chenoweth with PositiveChristianity.org. This is the prayer for the healing of low energy. On this intensive spiritual prayer tape, I invite you to close your eyes and believe without doubt as I decree for you and with you. Let us pray. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that your energy is going to be restored. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that you will be filled to overflowing with the energy of God, that you will have a transfusion of your human low energy with God's high energy, and this high energy will come through you in wellsprings of power into your mind, your body, and your soul. God created you out of the divine life force and energy. Each hour, each day, a new you is being reborn according to the newness of your thoughts. You let go of old memories and all old limited concepts. Divine life within you, infinite love within you, fills you with a holy strength and vitality here and now. You are filled with new courage, new faith, and all old fears and doubts are dissolved thoroughly in and through you and by the power of God. Your body is the embodiment of immortal life, power, joy, energy, and vitality. Perfect life of God is within you. Perfect love of God is within you. God coordinates all of your functions, your organs, your secretions into perfect harmony. There is a divine harmony in you and a divine health. You have the mind of Christ Jesus. There is no retention in it of hate stuff, age stuff, and waste stuff. You have nothing to limit the power of God coming through you in fullness of power. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that the radiant reality of God life flows through you and refreshes you completely. You relax and you let go. You let God work, and you are born anew. You are the regenerated child of a perfect God with a perfect body and a perfect mind and perfect energy. God is the life of your life, the life of your being, the truth of your being and the substance of your being here and now, it is so decreed. God's will for you is endless life, endless energy, boundless strength, and divine regeneration. Old cells are passed away and new cells are being born. There is a complete and radical change for the better in every portion of your being. You ask for now, and you receive newness and freshness of life, and vigor and perspective. You are open, and being open, you receive. You are the open receivingness of God's eternal givingness of new energy, vitality, and life. You are the health of God, and you are the health of God made manifest. Today and every day, the boundless divine pattern of perfection expands, expresses, and manifests as you. You are the God-intended human. You are transformed by the complete transformation of your mind and your body. We decree that this is happening now, There is a freshness and a new vitality that is occurring in you. You have an infilling of God, as the Bible talks about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is not a partial infilling, but a complete infilling, the whole Spirit of God. There is truly a resurrection that is going on in the power of your life. There is a manifestation of God that is happening as we decree it together, agreeing in mind. It is happening spontaneously and naturally in you with the swiftness of God. You are right now in full power, and therefore you make a covenant with God that you will never say words like, "I am sick," "I am poor," "I am unhappy," "There is no work," "Times are bad," "No one likes me," or "I hate anything." These are negative, destructive, power-robbing thoughts. And you have the fullness of God with you. And so you will not curse, condemn, or in any way belittle yourself or your life. You will now know that you are success and you are progress. You are the energy of God and you are health. And it is decreed and it is so, and you glorify God in the temple of the living God, which you have as your body and your mind. You take God in and live with the power of God. This is so right now. And with everything inside of you, you begin the perfect creation of perfect God. The Spirit of life is thrilling through and through inside of you. Spirit means spirited, enthusiastic, joyous. And this is true of you. There is nothing dull or vague about it. The Spirit of God life fills and thrills you through and through with joy, power, energy, and vitality. It is free-flowing. It is cleansing you of all the emotional poisons. And you bring this Spirit of life to everything that you do, to your work, your play, and all your daily contacts. The Spirit of happiness pervades your entire being with deep delight. Everywhere you go, God goes. And there is a spirit of gladness, a spirit of praise, thanksgiving, and divine radiation. Spirit is buoyant inside of you. It knows nothing outside of itself, nothing different from itself, nothing opposed to itself. Spirit is the holy breath of the eternal life in you. It is new, fresh, and vital with every fresh morning and every passing hour. You are, I decree in Jesus Christ's name, charged, charged up, and recharged. And charged again, you can never be depleted because you have the current of God. You are merged, blended, bathed in the Spirit of God. This Spirit in you is always radiating life's endless energy. There is never a dull, weak, or feeble moment inside of you. All of your days are filled with God's energy and new life. This is a perpetual motion within you because God is perpetual. And it is restoring, nourishing, and creating, and ever recreating you, causing you to be every whit whole, sane, balanced, and efficient. All things are the servant of the Spirit within you. Your Spirit includes all, it blesses all, it loves all. In this positive life force of God and energy, you work and express and enjoy everything that life has to offer. This is a vibrant life, a spirit of life that is vibrant within you of God. And it is forever your identity, and it is what you self-identify with. Because I decree in Jesus Christ's name that you are the embodiment of energy now. God holds you in the power of endless energy. God's perfect life is the life of your being and your body. It is positively unconditioned by any personal sense, fear sense, or worry sense. Life, as you, is infinite, boundless, vast, and it happens right where you are. You think energy and life, and you shall have it. The power of this endless life fills you with flood tides of energy and the dynamic inner courage that you need. Well, it is given to you in this moment of time. This is instantaneous happening inside of you. This instantaneous full life overflows into every cell and atom and tissue of your body. And it overflows from you into your home, your business, profession, or art. And it causes everything to move, act, and circulate with a newness of vigor, vitality, initiative, and ever-expanding ideas. We thank God because there is no sick, diseased, or imperfect life within us. It can never be lost or destroyed in any way because this energy is coming and recoming and coming again in and through our mind, every thought within our mind, our bodies, and every cell and organ and tissue within our bodies. It can never be lost or destroyed by heredity, influence, diagnosis, or bad habits. Life of God never began, nor will it ever end. This energy that is inside of you allows you to do all things, in the daytime and at night. This energy of God is a silent, quiet strength, a calm that is the true energy of life. It allows you to close your eyes and sleep with a deep sleep and rest and profoundly wake up the next day with new life and energy and ecstasy. The power of God is your power, and you are teeming with this eternal life. You are grateful that the whole universe is flowing and overflowing with the ecstasy and the joy of life. This life and energy is flowing in you right now, through you right now, round about you right now. All of life is working all the time in you. This is the glory of your endless life in God. With all your heart, you accept this as the truth that is your truth that makes you free today from any weakness. Today, tomorrow, and forever. You accept all the life there is as your very own, and you do so right now. I am life and energy. I am life and energy. Decree that with me. I am life and energy. Thank you, God. You demonstrate life, all the life of God that there is. And it's boundless, and it is the endless reality of your being, the immortality of your essence. You are made in the divine image and the divine energy. As Jesus said in John, I have come that they might have life, and we'll add energy, and that they might have it more abundantly. There is within you a deep inner radiancy that we call the energy of God. It is the conscious awareness of God in the midst of you. It is the unconditioned perfection of God in the midst of you. Jesus called it the kingdom of God. We call it the kingdom of energy. We call it our spiritual or our real being. This right now is our life. The same glorious life that we have always wished for is right now manifest in and through our mind, our body, and our soul. We dwell in this life. We dwell in this perfection. It is immune and exempt from all fear, disease, age, and death. The immortal reality of this life is our life now and forever. There are flood tides of this life pouring through us, in us, and around us. Christ is the immaculate life of our being. We are bathed in this, refreshed in this, revitalized in this. We live in the immortal stream of the energy of life. It feeds us, sustains us, cleanses us, and purifies us here and now and always. It sweeps from us all earth-tainted, fear-tainted impurities. We are completely released in life, and life is completely released in us. Dear God, Thy endless, boundless life fills my whole being. I love this life, and this life I know loves me. We are one and the same life. I feel free, and I am free. I feel new strength and a new vigor, and I am living this immortality of energy now. God, you are my energy. God, you are my life. God, you are the energy of my health. God, you are the radiant reality of energy of my life forevermore. And I thank you, God, for this infinite life. Dear God, you are life, and this life is flowing through me now. I feel that it is you, and I have your perfection of your vitalizing essence in me. I have a sense that is deep within me that this can never be destroyed and it cannot waste away. I have a knowing that this is an endless flow of you that can never be consumed, burned up, or burned out. I have a knowingness that this is the truth of my energy, and every day, in every way, you revitalize me with more of your purity, your strength, and your power. I know that every cell of my body is a cell of Christed atomic energy, boundless, free, and uncontaminated. My whole system is open, and it is uncongested. The power of God is the power of my energy. It is steady, it is constant, it is regular. And I give thanks that this is now so and will be so again. I am never afraid. I am never weak. I know that the Lord is the strength of my life. I know that the Lord is my light and my salvation. And I rest in this presence. And I awake in this energy. And joyously, I feel this beauty of completeness this day and forevermore. Psalms 96, verse 9. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I pray that within me is a pure beauty of the Spirit of God, and I rest in the wholeness of holiness. It is divine and perfect. It is without spot, blot, or blemish. And I know that as I rest in this, I rest in the timeless, the serene, and the secure. Each day, I think about the real me, the real me that is connected to God. And I know that I am connected with this sparkling power of God. And it sparkles in my personality. I wear it today and I wear it every day. I have a fullness and joy of this powerful energy that flashes out into greater expression than ever. I give this energy to my face to have a new look. I have a confident look, and I have a youthful look. I have a look of energy and pureness. I rinse my consciousness clean of all the dust and grit of duality. And I open every pore of my soul to oneness with God, as Jesus said. I realize that there is no tight emotional strain anywhere in my new spiritual energy. Every step of this prayer loosens me, and I give new strength and beauty and life-giving energy and circulation to my entire soul. I have perfect life, perfect love, and perfect energy. And right now, I know that it gives me a new outlook on life all the time. There is a kindling glow that rises up from deep within me, and it endows me with new confidence and new courage. I am able to face life with God and with this new radiant self of pure spirit. Through the energy of God, all inferiority and mediocrity vanishes away. I rise and I shine, for my light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen up in me. My inner self and my outer self are one in the wholeness of God's energy. I thank God that this is now occurring in and through me. The energy of God is so great in me that I am a channel for health and power and vitality to everything that I touch. I am made in the image and likeness of perfect energy. Nothing can be paralyzed or hopeless around me. I walk with God. I talk with God by means of God's voice. I pray that I see with God's eyes and hear with God's ears, that I have a complete perception of God, that I move with the energy of God in my legs, that I have the energy of God in my arms and my hands. I pray that my head has the energy of God, my very torso, the energy of God in manifestation, conceived and designed by the divine architect to express divine energy, perfection, love, and joy in right action. I have a power inside of me and I have a power in my actions. I pray that with every movement, it is God's opportunity to do good in the world. I pray that I am alive with God life, and that this energy is coordinated and synchronized with and by divine intelligence. I pray that the Spirit of God sizzles in every part of my being, and that I go forth with the zeal of life. I am spiritual and I am divine because I am one with God, and I feel the warmth of God's love and the power tingling in every atom and cell of my being. There is a surge of energy that is giving me a brand new movement because I am restored in body and mind and soul. Life begins anew every day in me. This is the body that God hath made, and I sing and I'm glad and I rejoice in it now and always. The Spirit of God's energy within me is the eternal physician of my being and all being. There is no lapse nor return in any way to weakness. God within me heals constantly any fear or frustration or power-robbing stance that my body might revert to. The power is restored and rebalanced under God's divine order. No power of the human can withstand or oppose the infinite power, the infinite life and infinite love, and the infinite grace of the eternal one that is within me and around me. It is done unto me as I believe, and I do believe with my whole heart and mind and everything that is within me. I know that God can give me the energy constantly that I desire. Unlimited power is happening in and through me now, and this power sets aside all discouraging verdicts of my own human mind of the past. All things are possible with God, and I am with God, in God, and I know that God is giving me this energy now. God says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." I am one with this infinite power, and it is one with me. The indwelling fountain of the life of God, the energy of God is within me, and it is forever stainless, spotless, pure, and undefiled. I work out from this inner realization, not up to it. The perfect life within me, the perfect love within me, is taking care of every weak area of my body. And I know that incurable is unknown to God, and it is now unknown to me, because infinite life and infinite health and strength and vitality of God within me come forth into perfect manifestation here and now. I loosen and I let go every weak and feeble habit, and I allow God to bathe me now in the purified energy, because my body is the temple of the living God. My body and I are one in thinking and action of God. I practice no mental or physical uncleanliness. No anger or hatred shall bathe my body with the poisonous secretions. I know in this moment of time that the power of the ageless energy of God is within me. Nothing slows me down. I observe the beauty of holiness by staying mentally and morally clean. The power of my organs are the power of God. The organs of my body are the organs of the infinite, and they're always in tune with God, with life, with energy, and with natural action. I decree this truth in the name and through the power of the energy of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.